So a little bit earlier on in the show, we brought you that audio from the police on this big breakthrough that's happened with this investigation where the Nigerian transnational scammers have been arrested. And a bunch of people were taken into custody today, 8 in total, by the local authorities, also this joint operation with the FBI, also with the United States Secret Service. And it's all part of the scam, this transnational organized crime syndicate originating in Nigeria. And I've been following the tweets of Sunday Times journalist Aaron Hyman all morning, because he gives a bit more depth, a bit more analysis on who are these people. And it seems that they are mafia links as well. So Aaron Hyman, Sunday Times journalist, joining us on the line now. Aaron, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. You've been tweeting a bit more information about who these characters are. Tell us about them.
Hi, good afternoon to you and your listeners. Yes, so it's a group which has been operating globally for some time now. I mean, they set up their base of operations here in Cape Town in the last decade and a half. The group is called the Black Axe. They've also been called the Neo Black Movement of Africa, although the Neo Black Movement of Africa is an organization in and of itself which tries to disassociate itself from the Black Axe. Certainly this is, in South Africa at least, they've been associated with that name as well.
Hmm. I've never heard of the Black Axe. That's really interesting. So is it your impression, or according to people you've been speaking to, that it is the leadership of this mafia organization that has been arrested, or are these people that are kind of firing off the emails to these widows or divorcees?
So this is the leadership. This is the head of the snake, if you will, of this organization. The founder of this organization, it is my information, was also arrested. The founder of this organization's chapter in Cape Town, rather, was also among those arrested. So it's these guys, as far as I understand, were also directly involved in romance scamming. So yes, they did actually sit behind some of the keyboards, and you know, they might have been using Mandy Wiener's online identity to scam forlorn lovers in in the UK and in the United States.
Lucky those people that get love letters from that Mandy Wiener email address. And Aaron, any indication at this stage that it could have been beyond romance scams, that there could be, you know, more serious kind, not to say that that's not serious, of course, but there could be some kind of violent crime or drug trafficking or anything like that that they may have been involved in?
Internationally, this group has been associated with things like drug trafficking, human trafficking, and specifically prostitution, sex trafficking. So I spoke with a Nigerian journalist earlier this morning, and you know, they're very concerned. They've been very concerned about this group's activities in Nigeria. They've been banned. They started basically as a vanguard anti-colonialist movement in the 1970s on campuses, university campuses in Nigeria. But they've since evolved into, you know, quite a violent crime group in Nigeria, and just become a, you know, clearly, plainly criminal organization. They refer to it as a cult in Nigeria and banned under Nigerian law. In Italy, they became so powerful that they actually pushed out the Camorra Italian mafia crime syndicate in certain parts of Italy, and there they've been associated with violence, drugs, and so on. As far as I understand, here they're only being up to now, or as far as these arrests are concerned, that they are only being linked to online scams. But in speaking with a Nigerian journalist earlier today, there's indications that perhaps these organizations do intersect with drug dealing in other parts of the country.
So a huge breakthrough then by local law enforcement, but we are seeing that various different entities were involved here. So it was Interpol, FBI, the US State Secret Service as well. How pivotal is that, that we're seeing this kind of collaboration between local and international US authorities? It's not unique. I mean, it does happen from time to time, but significant.
No, it's very significant, actually. Look, I've been following this for a number of years now, and trying to. I wrote a story about romance scams 2 or 3 years ago, just about the victims, and I noticed that it was an international phenomenon. South Africans are not immune to it. But the bulk of the victims have been in countries like the US, the UK, Canada, Germany. So they fleeced US victims out of hundreds of millions of dollars worth of money. You know, and I think the US authorities figured out that that these perpetrators, the suspects, are all operating out of Table Bay. I mean, they even called it like Little Lagos, jokingly in law enforcement circles then. So I think the Hawke statement this morning was talking about, you know, an international agreement that was I can't remember the exact wording, but the authorities approached South Africa and said, look, we've got these guys that are plowing money into South Africa and into Nigeria from victims in the US, and we need your help. We've got this investigation going. And so it was significant for the US, but I think it was also very significant for South Africa, because the scale of this fraud is massive, huge financial losses. And it's not just romance scams. It's businesses who lost hundreds of millions of rands, who were also scammed.
Aaron, thank you so much for that. A really fascinating insight there about these developments. Aaron Hyman is a Sunday Times journalist speaking to us there about this development today, these 8 foreign nationals that were arrested in this joint operation. And it is a significant breakthrough for the police in these romance scams. But from what he's saying, it sounds like it could be much broader indeed.